So you touched on one of the things that I actually was kind of thinking about. And, you know, when we started this, I really thought I was in good shape. You know, I have the home office. I enjoy spending time with my family and my friends and lunches and stuff. But, you know, there are days where I will focus and, you know, I won't even notice there are other people in the office until they start telling me they're going home for the day and saying goodbye. So I really wasn't worried about, you know, how am I going to function working from home full time? But again, you know, after so much time has passed, I've gotten to the point where I'm surprised at how kind of oppressive it has started to feel for me, and just constricting. You know, I now look for excuses to go to the office. I mean, I'm at the office today because, oh, I've got to have my big desk. So, you know, I'm wondering, are there any studies or data about how people are faring, you know, during this pandemic?
Right, right. Yeah, and there's not a lot of studies around with lawyers, but let me sort of set the stage. And I think one thing when we're talking about lawyers and the legal profession in general is to know pre-pandemic, the lawyers, and this is really actually studies are showing is across the globe, it's not just an American issue, but lawyers were experiencing issues related to depression and anxiety and substance use disorders at a disproportionate rate to the general population. And there was a big study that was conducted in 2016 that showed that. And I just, because I'm kind of a data nerd, I've got a few, some not more than just a few more than that of statistics to share with you. So this study that was done in 2016, one of the things that they looked at is the rate of some of these issues over the course of somebody's career. And so they found in this study that at some point in a lawyer's career, you know, the respondents to this study, almost half had experienced depression. And that's compared to 8% for lifetime in the general population. 61% had experienced anxiety. That's compared to 31% in the general population. So you start to get a little bit of a picture there. There was another study that was done by American Legal Media in 2019 on these same topics. And on their survey, they've asked about how are you feeling right now, not just over the course of your career. And in response to that, in 2019, 31% said they felt they were experiencing depression, and 2/3 said they were experiencing anxiety. So that sort of gives you an idea that the lawyers are already dealing with some of these issues at a higher rate. Now, since the pandemic has begun, there have been some studies. There's lots ongoing right now. And as time passes, we're going to get better data. But to give you an example, the Association of Corporate Counsel did a flash poll of their membership. It was a pretty large survey in June. And some of the data we learned from that, 43% of those lawyers were experiencing anxiety, 22%, so 1 in 5 had increased their use of substances to deal with what was going on, 19% said they were depressed. And here's the concerning one in particular, 75% of people who responded said they were experiencing moderate to very high levels of burnout. And burnout is really a disease of being overwhelmed, inundated with stressors, and just it's really about being worn down. I think that we can kind of feel it when we are. And it becomes a disease of disengagement. So we just want to check out and not participate in work and activities. And once you reach that low of a burnout point, that really sets you up for moving, if you don't do something to intervene, to moving towards the depression and the anxiety, et cetera. There was a study done and about the same time of workers in general in the United States, and they found pretty similar rates of anxiety and depression among workers in that time. And they did a longitudinal study about burnout. 42% of U.S. workers were dealing with burnout in March, so when the pandemic started, 72% in October. So that corresponds with that corporate counsel survey as well. So we're dealing with a tremendous amount of burnout. Two more sets of data I wanted to present to you because I just you know, as a person who cares about the profession and as a mother of a young adult, I mean, this really gets to me. But this, these are the future cohort. You know, this is the Gen Z, the young adults who are getting out of law school right now and coming into the profession. So the Center for Disease Control did a study in August. And one of the data points is that 25% of those young adults had contemplated suicide in the past month.